USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia's 10-week invasion of Ukraine has cost the lives of 3,000 civilians. USA Radio's Tim Burke leads off this hour.
The United Nations made that announcement Monday, but the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights believes the actual number is much higher. Their figure shows at least another 3,000 have been hurt in the fighting. The UN specifically mentioned multiple regions, including Mariupol, are places where there are allegations of numerous civilian casualties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joining the chorus of condemnation against remarks made by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television, claiming falsely that Hitler was Jewish.
Mr. Lavrov's comments are just sickening and deserve to be condemned by all who oppose the dangers of anti-Semitism.
This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The European Union is stepping up its antitrust case against Apple. The nation bloc is accusing the tech company of abusing its dominant position by limiting access to technologies allowing contactless payment. An EU official says Apple has built a closed ecosystem around its devices and that the company has shielded its Apple Pay system from competition. Apple in a statement said it will continue to engage with the commission to ensure European customers have access to the payment option of their choice in a safe and secure environment. The father of JonBenet Ramsey is supporting a petition asking Colorado's governor to intervene in the investigation into the girl's death. The six-year-old was found brutally killed in the basement of the family's home in Boulder the day after Christmas back in 1996. Her death was ruled a homicide, but no one was prosecuted for the crime. John Ramsey tells KUSA-TV he wants DNA evidence he claims that was never tested to be transferred away from Boulder Police to a different agency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Mike Lindell has been banned from Twitter again. The MyPillow founder returned to the platform Sunday, but his account was yanked hours later. A spokesperson for the social media company said the account was permanently suspended for violating ban evasion rules. Lindell was banned for the first time last year for spreading misinformation about the 2020 election. His attempt to rejoin came after Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk announced a $44 billion deal to purchase the platform. Musk has been critical about the content moderation rules on Twitter. Almost two-thirds of workers at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York, rejected a union bid. The Amazon labor union, weighing whether or not to challenge the results, it scored a surprising victory at a nearby facility last month. Connecticut officials have launched a new state program to help families and residents who had financial hardships due to the pandemic. The new My Home CT initiative will provide grant assistance to homeowners who need to cover housing costs. Homeowners can apply for up to $30,000. California's population declined again last year. State officials say the shrinking population is due to a slowdown in births and immigration coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state. It still remains the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. Texas is in a distant second with 29.5 million residents. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.